I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reports of Xbox's death have been greatly exaggerated, or have they? This is a special emergency edition of VGC, a video game podcast, with me, Jordan Midler, and Chris Scullion. Chris, it's all kicking off. The green lights are up. Is Xbox still alive?
Yeah, it would appear so. Yeah. Very much so. You wonder what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, you're not out here doing the JR voice, telling us that Owen Hart, Xbox leader, has sadly left us. But
Owen is alive and well. It's all fine. I think what was announced tonight is perfectly reasonable. And anyone who is in any way distraught by what was announced needs to seriously get a grip, because this was the best possible outcome for Xbox fans, I think.
Yes, people got themselves very worked up. Let's go straight to the stories. The first one, Xbox confirms it's bringing, quote, four games to rival platforms. According to The Verge's sources, corroborated by VGCs, these games will be Pentiment, Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded, although notably, Phil Spencer did not announce those on the broadcast. He said those games have announcement plans that they're going to leave to those individual studios. In the podcast, Spencer said that Starfield and Indiana Jones would not be going multi-platform. He's very keen to say that those games were not part of those four. We don't know what's going to happen eventually, but they were not part of those four, as both had been previously reported to be under consideration for PlayStation 5. He also claimed that the four unnamed releases did not represent, quote, a change to our fundamental exclusivity strategy, and there was no promise beyond those titles coming to rival platforms. Chris, first of all, are you surprised that they didn't name them, because everyone seems to know what they are? And second of all, how do you feel about them framing this as no change to their exclusive plan when it kind of is?
It is a bit weird that they didn't name them, because yeah, everyone was, like you say, all the stories were doing the rounds that it was Hi-Fi Rush and Pentiment and Sea of Thieves. Not so many people said Grounded, I suppose, so that might be the kind of outlier. I think it was more important that for now he said Starfield and Indiana Jones aren't. But again, like you said, there was a lot of asterisks there. He didn't say they will never be on PlayStation. They just said they're not one of the four games they're talking about. Before this started, I mean, everyone was going crazy, going, this means Xbox is the new Dreamcast. There will be no more Xboxes.
Xbox wishes it was the Dreamcast, brother.
Exactly. What a console. Listen, anyone interested in the Dreamcast, there's a book on these. I'll tell you about that later. When all this was going on, my hope and my kind of belief was that what they will say is kind of similar to what they kind of stressed here. All their first-party games will be exclusive to Xbox initially. And then when they're old and no longer as big a draw as they once were, they'll then look into bringing them to other systems. Spencer stressed quite clearly tonight that they only looked at games that were at least a year old. Mm-hmm. Because you really don't want to piss off your fan base. And the main way you piss off your fan base is by removing any exclusives they want. And timed exclusives are never quite as kind of painful to lose as outright exclusives. So I don't think anyone seriously, except for the most deluded Xbox fan, is really disappointed that Hi-Fi Rush is coming to PlayStation, or that Pentiment is coming to PlayStation, or that Grounded or Sea of Thieves are coming to PlayStation. Those are... So what? Do you know what I mean? Like, they're fine, they're good games, but come on, it's not a Halo, it's not a Starfield. It's certainly not a Forza. That would have been cause for concern.
Oh yeah.
But these are good games, but they're not quadruple A. What do you call it?
Go on. Yeah, I was about to say, try and remember the name of that game, because everyone I've seen today has been like, Sea of Thieves.
I was just about to say Sea of Thieves, and like four times Sea of Thieves kept coming to my head. I was, not Sea of Thieves, it's the other one. It's like the
but
one.
Yes, this is not the difficult conversation that they will potentially have to have at some point when big stuff is stuff that's like emotionally tied to the Xbox brand goes over. I think they handled it adequately. I don't think it was particularly, it didn't have that Xbox polish. They felt a bit on the back foot. I mean, they've been they've had a generation of being reactive to things like this, and they kind of referenced the fact that this had to be thrown together somewhat. I thought the podcast format was interesting. It was interesting to see Sarah Bond take more of a center stage, obviously kind of setting her up as like a Phil successor, you would have to imagine. But yeah, I thought
it does feel like it played their hand a bit earlier than they'd like to have, especially when Sarah Bond started going about the next gen console. Because obviously the big fear they wanted to allay was people worrying that this was, by bringing out four games on PlayStation, that instantly meant no, Xbox is not making any more consoles, and that it would be the ridiculous leaps some people were coming up with, that, oh well, this means they're going to shut down the entire Xbox store and my whole Xbox library is going to get deleted and all that. No,
you're going to take all your achievement points off you, Chris. You're not going to have those anymore.
I'm on my 300,000 plus
only 300, that's right. Speaking of leaps, Xbox during this claimed that their next generation hardware, which they're starting to talk about, will have, quote, the largest technical leap you'll have ever seen in a hardware generation. Chris Scullion, can we enter this in the Hall of Fame of quotes that are going to bite people in the arse?
There when, is not a chance in hell.
Yeah, it just can't happen. It literally can't be at this point. Unless this thing's going to be like $5,000, then they're not going to be able to do this. Like, what did this kind of... This struck me as, we're still doing them, we're still prioritizing big beefy consoles going forward. Notably, they didn't say if it's going to be like an all digital platform or something like that. That's a tough pill that they'll have to announce later on. But this claim about the largest technical leap seems ridiculous to me personally.
It's ridiculous, but it's also interesting, because how are they going to do that without utilizing cloud processing? Because if you're just talking chips in a box like it always is, then yeah, that's not going to happen. Like, even something like ray tracing, which I'm going to sound like an idiot here, because you always get people who say, I don't notice frame rate changes and I don't notice resolution differences and all that, but I genuinely don't care that much about ray tracing. Not to the extent of the amount of processing power it uses, I don't think it makes that much of a difference. Stuff like that is what we're going to be looking at for the next generation of consoles. And it's like, oh, really? Okay, what is the next leap up? It has to be complete photorealism at this stage for it to look like a big enough leap. You're not going to get a bigger leap than Super Nintendo and Nintendo 64, or even PS1 to PS2. It's just not going to happen. It's diminishing returns.
Yeah, this feels like the kind of thing that they could maybe bring out a chart and be like, technically, the leap that we're making here with the amount of polygons we're getting off this box,
the number of flops. The number of flops is multiplied.
You've never seen, I mean, Xbox knows something about flops, hey-o. But you've never seen the amount of flops that we've got on here. But yes, this is I thought that was a silly way to kick things off. Interesting, they're talking about new hardware already. There was already chat about a new system in 2026. Is this the iPadification of console generations, finally, where we get them at weird kind of uneven release dates? You're not getting the Xbox Series X and PS5, which were, what, a week apart from each other?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. It's like I say, it feels like their kind of hand was played too early here, and they don't actually have a strategy for or a concrete strategy for how they're going to go next gen. Because the fact that they said, "Oh well, we'll talk about it this holiday," I said, "What?" They're giving themselves 10 months to prepare for, like, they're just going to chuck in, by the way, there's a next gen console coming. Wink, wink. We'll see you in a year to just tell you about it. It's like, mate, that you are so far behind. Not behind, because we're talking next gen, but their plans are at such an early stage, clearly, for how they're going to work on the messaging for this thing, how they're even what the final specs might be, that it really does feel like she's just She's not just kicked the can, she's absolutely punted the can, like the length of Dundee, yeah. just so that she can like catch up with it later.
It seems strange for there to be so much unanswered coming out of this. Like, this was meant to stop the speculation, this was meant to calm things down in the world of Xbox land, but it seems to have only moved that conversation down the road to the point where I saw someone speculate, do you think that the reason they didn't talk about any of these games is that they are announcements for an upcoming Nintendo Direct?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, the claim, I think our friend of the show, Jeff Grubb, was saying that he'd heard that... there was probably going to be a Nintendo Direct around about nowish, but they pushed it back for this. And potentially it might be one of those situations where Sea of Thieves and Pentiment, etc. are going to be on the next Nintendo Direct, and they have to wait for Xbox to play their card before they can then jump in. Because they might have originally going to just be surprised, these Xbox games are coming, but then when all the leaks started happening, and all half of which now turned out were bullshit, and were kind of partly responsible for creating this mass hysteria in the first place. Stuff like Starfield, stuff like Indiana Jones is coming to PS5, and like cats are shagging dogs and all that kind of stuff. None of that is dogs are still very much single species. I do get the feeling that what was originally going to be a Nintendo Direct surprise, here's some Xbox games coming, had to turn into Xbox coming out first saying, listen guys, don't worry about this, you're going to see some stuff on Switch, chill out. I do expect a direct to show them.
I think by the time this is all said and done, the Starfield does end up coming to PlayStation 5. I think that one is far enough away that they're like, we can get away with saying it's not one of the four games here because it's not. That whole report was that it's coming once the DLC, which doesn't have a date, is like wrapped up. So in a year's time, like you put out stuff, and it's not as hard, it's not as difficult a conversation to have putting Starfield on PS5 when it's what, 2 years old at that point, like nobody cares. When you're starting to talk about Elder Scrolls 6, which will only be on Xbox Series Gamma or whatever they're calling it, the greatest technical leap of all time, brother.
That's the thing, is like the whole argument was that, well, like I say, what Spencer was saying was that everything they looked at was a year old, and Starfield's not a year old yet. So the way you can kind of sneakily work around that is, well, we weren't looking at Starfield yet because it's not a year old yet. Is that all right, mate? So they can say, well, that's not part of the conversation just now because it doesn't qualify from these criteria that they seem to have set, that a game has to be a year old before they'll start considering it for multi-platform. I don't think this is a... I don't think you can wrap a bow around it and say, well, he said it's not coming, so it's not coming. I think this is one that's another can that's been kicked. Speaking of containers being kicked down the road, can I just take a little diversion here to point out that the new release, Bars Fruity Lemonade, is abysmal and should be kicked as far as possible. It's really not good at all.
So we're not sponsored by them this week?
Certainly not today. Iron Brew is still... yeah, good as gold, but Bar Fruity Lemonade made with real fruit juice, which I'll tell you is that only 4% fruit juice is substandard.
Well, you know what has less than a 4% chance? PlayStation and Nintendo games on Xbox, but Phil Spencer says he wants them. That was a good ass fucking link. I was ready for that. In an interview with a friend of VGC, Stephen Totillo's Game File newsletter, Spencer said the decision to bring four games to Xbox to the other four Xbox games to other consoles wasn't intended for rivals to follow suit. Quote, this is not for me like some kind of bartering system. We're doing it for the better of Xbox's business. Despite this, Spencer said he would of course welcome other consoles games on Xbox and noted that it would be beneficial for multiplayer games in particular, where building a large online community is important for a game's lifespan. Quote, I will say when I look at a game like Helldivers 2, and it's a great game, kudos to the team shipping on PC and PlayStation, I'm not exactly sure who it helps in the industry by not being on Xbox. If you try to twist yourself to say like somehow some... If you try to twist yourself to say like somehow that benefited somebody somewhere, God, this man talks in riddles. But I get it. There's a legacy in console gaming that we're going to benefit by shipping games and not putting them on other places. We do the same thing. I think he has a point here about multiplayer stuff. I think all PlayStation's future live service endeavors should come to everywhere. That includes Xbox. But the thing that they're not saying, and they can't say this, is Xbox is only doing this because they're in last. If Xbox was Billy Big Bollocks, there is no way on earth they would do this. What do you think, Chris? The live service stuff has surely got to come across everywhere, because Sony needs to fucking make money on this stuff, because a big slaphead the other day was like, we are going to shut down every studio if they don't make money.
Especially when it's not a major IP. Like, I can understand if they make... like, I can understand Halo not going to PlayStation or something like that, because even though that's a big kind of got a big multiplayer element, it's Halo. Do you know what I mean? And so, like, when people were saying, "Oh, Halo might be coming to PlayStation," I wasn't buying that. But Helldivers is a different story though, because nobody, when you round off the big PlayStation IPs, you go Last of Us, God of War, you don't go, oh, Helldivers.
Start a PlayStation first party game and that studio logos comes up with like Aloy and Spider-Man and Joel and Ellie, it's not Johnny Helldiver coming in there. Like,
So that's when they can afford to say, look, this is a game where we need to build an online community. We don't want this to be another Destruction All-Stars.
God rest it.
Or a future God rest it for Foam Stars by the looks of it. basically, don't put stars in the name of your online game, otherwise you're gubbed. PlayStation Star All-Stars.
Right? Oh.
Mm. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, God rest it. So these are the sort of games that you should be kind of bringing multi-platform, because no PlayStation fan is going to lose their absolute mind because Helldivers 2 is on Xbox, in much the same way that no PlayStation fan lost their mind when MLB The Show comes to Game Pass every year. Nobody in PlayStation then goes, oh, that means PlayStation's not making consoles anymore. It's just like, shut up. I think the profile of the game has an impact on the hysteria that follows it. I think if State of Decay or something was ever to come to PlayStation, no one would give a shit. But if Forza...
They're making a third one of those. Do you remember that? There was a third State of Decay.
I'm sure I remember something like that 20 years ago. But like, if Forza Horizon 5 has suddenly come to PlayStation, then people would go, well, wait a minute here, because that's one of the big reasons I bought an Xbox. Nobody buys an Xbox for State of Decay, but the big marquee games are the ones that should probably stay put.
Yeah. There was no need for them to wait this long to do this. This could have been an Xbox Wire post in a day. Mm-hmm. I understand they want to, they're very corporate faces facing, like they want the brand stars to be out there. But the other bits of news, Diablo 4 coming to Game Pass, and that's like the first of the Activision Blizzard thing. Cool. It's about time. Like, you imagine the first day and date one of those is, what do they make? Because I can't remember how we fell down on this. They're not allowed to do Call of Duty, they're not doing Call of Duty, like whatever that ends up being. Mm-hmm. 34 million Game Pass subs, which a friend of the show, Chris Dring, points out, makes it bigger than the N64. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it is what it is, isn't it? That's fine. I'll accept that. I like Game Pass. Game Pass is... I'm a very big Game Pass.
Do you prefer Game Pass to the N64?
It provides more content in today's generation. I think with my nostalgia glasses on, which look a lot like these ones, N64 is the best, but... And as a modern player, Game Pass provides the best value, I would say, right now.
Yeah. Game Pass only on Xbox PC, which is weird because during the court case that came out, that they're very actively exploring it on other platforms. A lot of this has to be, like with everything said by a corporation, and this is for you folks out there, like with everything said by a corporation, do not take it as fact, okay? Okay, this is what they want you to know right now. Just relax, okay?
Everything we're discussing just now are the facts on the 15th of February 2024. Yeah.
As stated by Phil Spencer, we might have alternate facts, you know, such as them not naming the games. We'll name the games right now. It's Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded. But yes, overall, I think people need to chill out about the health of Xbox. Xbox isn't going away. The people throwing themselves off the astronomy tower when all this kicked off, not helped by the absolute clout chasing bastards that were just picking a franchise at random. This isn't the journalists, this is just the Twitter users that were like, I'm in the know. I actually heard that Fusion Frenzy is going to come to PlayStation. They made it worse. They make the Xbox community a worse place to be in.
At the end of the day, like you said before, like this is they probably didn't need to do this kind of podcast thing to explain it. The problem is they did need to do it, and they did need to do it because of the internet and social media. If they had just come out and kind of before these reports and just said, by the way, Pentiment's coming to PlayStation. People were like, all right, who gives a shit? But the fact that it was allowed to grow arms and legs because of kind of reports that led to people jumping to ridiculous conclusions, like, with nothing to back it up. I had so many people arguing with me on Twitter saying, how can you defend this? I'm going to lose this library I've built for 15 years. No, you aren't. Nobody said that. Nobody ever said anything about you losing all your games. That's complete fiction. And that is what led to this podcast thing tonight, which it wasn't so much a case of we were planning this anyway, wink, wink, that we were going to tell you the future of Xbox. What it is here is us having to shoot down a load of shite that's been spread before it does us reputational damage for something we haven't actually done. So tonight's podcast was purely an exercise in putting out fires that they didn't start, and turning what was a fairly benign story about four games no one gives a massive shit about coming to another format in an attempt to drum up a bit more revenue for the company, turning into no more Xboxes. Like, Indiana Jones is going to PlayStation.
I actually took my Xbox Series X and a golf club and chipped it into the reservoir near mine. So
that was a few weeks ago, though, wasn't it? Before any of the stories,
that was unrelated. that was just because I'd been told for the last time that my Starfield review was too positive. Yeah, Xbox is fine. I think this is such a games industry moment. Everyone waiting around for this podcast like fucking JFK had been shot, and then it comes up and
God rest them,
and we're in the Slack like it was nothing. So in conclusion, the actual bit of conclusion is the confirmed showcase for June. That will be the next time they show off what they've got cracking. In the immediate, they've got Hellblade, which is a couple of months away. So
here's my conclusion, right?
Here's your conclusion. Here's like, the Scullion conclusion.
Right, Jerry Springer's final thought. God rest him. If you're a PlayStation owner, you now have three critically acclaimed games plus Sea of Thieves coming to your console. Play them and enjoy them. They're good. If you are an Xbox owner, cool it. You still have all the games that were coming to your console are still coming. You still have Game Pass. You still have your day-and-day first party releases. Nothing has been changed. They've confirmed that there's another console coming. They've confirmed that Game Pass isn't going anywhere. The four games that are coming to PlayStation, if you haven't played them yet, then who gives a shit? That's on you. Go on Game Pass and play them. Chill out. If you're a Nintendo fan, fine, you're getting the games as well. Everyone just cool it. Move on to the next one. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
God rest them. Well, didn't he turn out to be a bad man? I can't remember. Let's
I think
not
he's okay.
Jerry
I think
Jerry
Springer's a good guy. He was on The Masked Singer. That was the last thing he did, and then pegged it shortly after. Kind of Ultimate Warrior style.
Yeah, I remember greatly when Ultimate Warrior was on The Masked Singer and then pegged it shortly after. Sang a song from Song of the South, weirdly enough. Anyway, we will be back for next week's edition of VGC, a video game podcast. Now, the video game podcast, it's going
all the
to,
other ones
going
shut really, down.
No, all the other ones are done, much like Xbox. We're really going to need to fill the schedule with something other to talk about than, is this the death of Xbox? But God knows, I'm relying on Jeff Grubb to go on a show tomorrow and be like, Xbox is actually shutting down, they're getting on, and then the news wheel keeps on a spin.
Jeff Grubb will comment, I actually heard that all the backwards compatibility games are leaving Xbox and coming to PlayStation instead.
Hell yeah. If that means I can play Skate 2, then all the better for it. You can follow Chris on Twitter at Scully1888, me at Jordan Midler. Overall, Xbox is fine. Don't worry about it. Subscribe to VGC on YouTube. Check us out on TikTok. Check us out on TikTok. It's late at night. It's now nearly 10 o'clock. VGC_news. Until the next emergency podcast, say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.
And we will see you next week. Cool. Have fun.
VGC, a video games podcast, is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.